Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast. And today I wanted to get a little technical with you today. I know we're all about the message here at Right Sell Succeed, but as part of getting your message out and being able to make sure that it's going out effectively to attract your target audience, you have to do a little technical work. And by that, I mean, it means that you need to be analyzing the effectiveness of your website. And one of the best ways to do that is with Google Analytics. And because, frankly, the best part about it is the fact that it's free. It's a free tool, guys. So if you, I know some small business owners with the websites that you have, you may have something, some other analytics that is already set up for your website with whatever system you have. But if you don't, then I highly recommend that you sign up with Google Analytics and install. You just have to install a little bit of code into your website. And in fact, if you have a WordPress-based website, there are plugins that will make it really easy for you to be able to get your website hooked up with Google Analytics so that you can track what's going on with your website. Because if you can keep track of where your traffic is coming from, how long people are staying on your website, that's going to help you to be able to fine-tune that content so that you can make sure that you truly are appealing to your particular target audience. So what I wanted to go over today is some of the key metrics you need to look at when you're reviewing Google Analytics so that you can help, so that you can understand it a little bit better and be able to use this information effectively in being able to, again, track what's going on with your website so that you can have the best message out there for your to attract your ideal client. So one of the first things that you want to be able to look at, one of the key metrics, is the bounce rate. And this is the percentage of single page visits to your website. So if you have a high bounce rate, that means people are leaving your website after just visiting one page. That is not something you want to have happen. The goal is to have a low bounce rate, since that means people are actually staying on your site and viewing more of your content. Another thing to look at is what's called pages per session. And this number tells you how many pages a website visitor actually viewed when they were on your website. And then another one is the average session duration. And this tells you how long someone stayed on your website. See, the goal here is to be able to have people visiting many pages on your website, frankly, and spending a lot of time reading your content. Because the longer someone stays on your website, the better chance you have of converting that web visitor into a lead and ultimately a customer. So let me just go over a few other things here. And what I'm also going to do, I'm going to let you know, is in the show notes, I'm going to actually have a link to an old infographic that I had posted on my website a while back. And it's got a great little infographic called Decoding Google Analytics. And so it shows you what some of these graphs look like. But I'm just going to kind of go over some of the highlights of the information that's actually on this infographic for you. So one of the things you'll find is that there are widgets that you can do. When you are on the My Dashboard, you can click this Add Widget button to add different metrics that display every time you log in, such as seeing the percentage of new visits, for example. And you can also move widgets around your dashboard as well. Now, again, I just mentioned visit duration, and this is also known as engagement, of course. And that's another thing you want to be able to look for, and it tells you how long visitors spend on your site and on your pages. Now, look closely at which days and times engagement is highest, and then put your best stories and blog posts on those in those time frames. Now, another thing you can do is you can actually establish goals for your site so that you can track the actual goal conversion rate. So if you are selling a product or downloading, or you have like a report that you people can download from your website, you can actually set this up so that you can be able to see how many times people are actually downloading a report or purchasing a product right from your website. And that is really golden information to be able to have for you. The other thing you can do is you can monitor traffic types. So you can see how people are coming to your website, whether they're actually direct means they actually typed the URL for your website into the browser window. And I guess that means your marketing is working because people know your URL, so that's a good thing. Then a search also then will mean that people actually are searching on Google, Bing, etc. for you. And then referral traffic means visits that came in through another site where your content was linked or mentioned. And so that could be actually referrals could be like from other social networking sites. And in fact, that's another thing that is actually not mentioned on this infographic, but that's something you should take a look at too, because you can actually see if you are active on social media, you could see which social networking site is driving the most traffic to your website. And then if you see that one is clearly, you know, heads and shoulders above the rest, then maybe that's where you should be spending a lot of your time. Now, I will tell you, for mine, my website, I've found that I actually get a lot of traffic from Pinterest. And I do make sure that I'm posting, I'm pinning blog articles and podcasts and videos that I've done. I pin them onto my Pinterest boards, as well as other, resources, infographics, things like that. But I really do get a lot of traffic to my website from Pinterest. So that's something that I'm starting to pay a lot more attention to, and I'm going to be getting a lot more active on it because it's working. People are getting there. So pay attention to that. Take a look at that. The other thing you can look at as well is visits and page views by mobile. This will tell you how many potential customers are actually accessing your site from a smartphone. And that's very important because if you want to be able to get that number up, then you need to make sure that your site, your website is actually optimized for mobile, including Android and iOS devices. So, and that's, you know, including like iPads and tablets, things like that, as well as the smartphone. And if you are a local business, I in particular make sure that you recommend that you've got an optimized website for mobile or even a separate website for mobile, something like that, because most people are searching. They're searching for local businesses on a mobile device. So it's in your best interest to do that. Okay, well, I think you should have a little bit of more insight now into some of the best things to look at in Google Analytics. And as I said, you'll have this infographic in the show notes to take a look at as well. So I hope you got some benefit out of this, and I encourage you to, as always, to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll be able to stay connected with us and be able to get all the latest and information that I have to share with regards to social media and search engine optimization and everything to be able to help you get your message out so that you can connect with your ideal customer. And I want to encourage you also to make sure that you are subscribed because, whether it's on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, because tomorrow I have a special podcast tomorrow. I'm featuring an interview with author, TV, radio host, Fortune 100, I think, executive, or maybe even higher than that. I'm messing it up right now. I apologize. But anyway, this gentleman is Jeffrey Hazlett, and he graciously agreed to do an interview with me for the podcast, and you won't want to miss it. He's talking about the concept of Think Big, Act Bigger, which is also the name of his new book. And it's a very insightful interview. I hope that you will tune in for it because he's got some great tips for business owners and small business owners in particular on how to be able to grow your business and why it's so important to be able to act bigger in order to be able to grow. So I hope that you will tune in for that. And as always, I invite you to connect with me on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed so I know that you are one of the podcast listeners. That would be great. And also, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, all those places you'll find me at Gloria Rand. So I'd love to be able to connect with you. Oh, and also if you would be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be fantastic as well. I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.